goodsuccess.com.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence once again. We thank you for the privilege of learning at your feet. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And we ask that you visit us again today. Send us a word of truth and a word of life in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The topic remains how to speed up the fulfillment of your destiny, part 2. And today we are looking at the law of education. Let's read some verses of scripture. James 3, 15 to 17, it says, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth." So that's 14. 15 says, "This wisdom does not be from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic." Praise the Lord. So let's stop at that. Then let's read 16 again. "For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Praise the Lord. So from this scripture, we can see that there are several forms of wisdom. And if you don't know the different kinds of wisdom or different kinds of knowledge or different kinds of areas of life, the person may not live an effective Christian life. So this verse of scripture lets us understand that there is the place of natural sense, that's our normal earthly wisdom, the sensual one, that when you get to this world, you start learning a lot of things without being taught. Nobody taught you were supposed to suck your mother's breast, you just knew it. And nobody told you to put food in your mouth. You didn't wake up to put food in your buttocks or somewhere else in your body. No, you just put it straight in your mouth. That is natural wisdom. Natural wisdom. It comes naturally. There is also the intellectual wisdom that you have to learn. You have to go to school. You have to read books to be able to know different laws, different theories in life. There is also demonic wisdom. Demonic wisdom is a bit higher than intellectual wisdom, because just like my bishop normally says, that with all the earthly wisdom you have gotten, with all the intellectual wisdom you have gotten, a tiny witch in a village can just turn a professor upside down to make him start licking food on the floor. Why? Because of demonic wisdom. And there's the higher one. There is a spiritual wisdom. Wisdom from above. So these kinds of wisdom lets us understand that there are different areas of life and there are different things to know. So comes the law of education. If you don't have the right kind of education, you may not be able to maximize every area of life. For example, myself, I don't like reading, but I like the knowledge that comes from reading and what it does for me. I don't like reading, but I like the knowledge that comes from reading, what I get to enjoy from that. Your better resides in your better knowledge. That means if you want to have a better life, you need to have better knowledge. And the question is, which area of life do you want to have better knowledge? If you want better knowledge in your spiritual life, then you get better knowledge. If you want better life in your intellectual life, then you get better knowledge in that area of life. So if you're going to get better in any area of life, you need better knowledge in that area. And we must understand that we must not confuse education with schooling. That's where most people get it wrong. Most people confuse education with schooling. Most people who have gone to school are so illiterate. You know, they are not as educated as some people that have not gone to school. I've met people before that didn't finish more than secondary school, but they are sound. They know what they do per time. They know what to do at every area of life. Unlike some people that went to school, they don't know what they studied in school. They cannot handle emotional intelligence. They cannot handle different things in life. So you must understand exactly what education is. Some people, the last day they left school was the last day they read. They are so lacking in wisdom to handle different areas of life. So we must understand that education is not the same as schooling. You get some kind of education from schooling, but it is not the only way to be educated. Many of us hate reading books and writing exams, but no one really intentionally detests education. Everybody wants to be educated. Everybody wants to learn more. The only thing is, how many of us are ready to do what it takes to be educated? Praise God. So in fact, it is natural for every human being to want to learn more. If you didn't want to learn more, most of us wouldn't be able to work. It took you to rise and falling to learn more in life, but you didn't give up. You were falling when you were a baby, a toddler. You were crawling. You move from there to walking. You by yourself just, you know, it's time for me to walk. And you start walking. Start eating and cracking bones. These things just come naturally. You learned it, even though it was kind of, many of them, you know, you're not really conscious that you're learning, so to say, but you learned. That is why you were able to learn those things. So the channel for learning the basics of life is through education. That is the channel. The basics of life are learned through education. The Bible describes different forms of wisdom as natural, intellectual, demonic, and godly. We've talked about that a bit. There's natural wisdom, there's intellectual wisdom, there's demonic, and there's godly wisdom. Each one requires one form of education to advance it. You will just remain at the lowest level if you don't get more educated in any of these areas of life. So, what is this thing called education? So, before we get into that, we must understand that the lesson here is to see every experience in our day-to-day endeavors as an opportunity to learn or unlearn. Many people are good at learning when they are not good at unlearning. We must understand that to grow and to maximize life and to enjoy divine speed that God wants to give you and I, you must learn to unlearn. There are many things you have learned in your life that you must unlearn. Maybe where you grew up, you were only eating a kind of food. If you change environments, why can't you try something new? It is education. You must unlearn. Don't just remain static and say the way it's been done, just like some people say that as it was, so it is, and so will it be. Things have to change in different areas of your life if you really want that change and want that speed. The reason why a lot of people are delayed in their areas of life is because they've refused to unlearn. God is trying to make them see that things don't have to be this way, but they refused. The reason why many churches are not growing is because they refuse to unlearn what they've learned. Sorry to say, some old churches are still doing things the way they used to do it, and they expect people to come. They refuse to engage technology to do things. They refuse to go online. They just said, no, you must do it this way. You must sing the old hymns we used to sing. You must read the Bible the way we used to read it. No, you can do it better. There are better ways of doing things. So in your life and in my life, you must learn to do things. You must learn to unlearn. That is education for you and I. So if you don't unlearn some things, you will never grow. You will never have speed. You will never have the divine glory that God has ordained for you. But I know that as you are listening today, God is giving you and I that speed, that wisdom, that grace to be able to learn and unlearn in Jesus' name. So how do we speed up our destiny fulfillment through education? How? Number one, desire and crave what you become through education. What is that saying? Desire and crave what you want to become, what you know education can do for you. If, for example, you only went to primary school, you already know you are limited in things you can handle when it comes to certain things in life. For example, if all you have is primary school, you may never become the president of Nigeria. I don't think you can ever be if you don't have secondary school certificates. You are not qualified already. So if God is telling you want to become the president of Nigeria and all you have is primary school certificates, what is that telling you and I? That you need to get more academic knowledge, academic education. The same way in marriage, everybody, if you want to have a good marriage, you cannot use the knowledge that is residual in your head, which is called native intelligence. You cannot use it to have a good marriage. You have to learn what it takes to have a good marriage. We talk more about different areas of life. So desire and crave the blessings, the advantages that are in getting educated in every area of life that you desire to be educated in. Number two, how do I speed up destiny fulfillment through education? Consequence, the law of consequence. You must understand and tell yourself and remind yourself the consequences of you neglecting the right knowledge in different areas of life. For example, if your health is failing you and you refuse to learn how to have good health in that area of life, what to do? The food not to eat. And just say, no, I have faith, so I must eat anyhow. The person is just joking. The person will die before his time. There is a way to eat right. There's a way to eat healthy. There's a way to sit healthy.
for example, when I started working as a freelancer online and all that, I was just sitting anyhow. Then I started having pain in my back. I didn't have to start praying. Yes, of course I prayed about it. But I knew it wasn't about prayer alone. I knew I had to get the right seat. I knew I had to sit right. I knew I had to start walking around because I know there's a consequence for me abusing my body. So God is telling you and I that if you want to have speed in your destiny, get the right knowledge in different areas of life. So how do I speed up the fulfillment of my destiny? Have a plan. Without a plan, you can almost be assured that there is no victory at the end of the tunnel. You must have a plan. Prayerfully have a plan for achieving that success. What is a plan? A breakdown of the step-by-step approach to achieving a success, an expected end. You want to achieve something, then break it down. How do I get there? You want to start a business. Yes, the first thing is for you to see the vision of how big the business will be. The second thing is the plan. What are the steps to getting to this point in life, in this business, in my marriage, in my academics? What are the steps? For example, you want to become a very great pastor, or you want to have, you know, do something substantial in business. You must tell yourself and let yourself know that there's a plan. What is the plan? Yes, I must be educated in this business. I must learn more in this business. How? How do I get that done? What do I need to do? Do I need a certification? Do I need to get this business registered? So all these things are very important to achieving the goal we want to achieve in life. So have a plan. Then number four, program yourself for success. I always remember the Success System, a book by Bishop Oyedepo that really talks about it. That's where I learned it. Programming. And we've talked about it in past episodes. That means you are breaking down your plan into different timings. So I won't dwell too much on that. We can just go and listen to that episode, How to Program Your Life for Success. Then number five, don't give up the habit. That's it. Don't give up the habit. What habit? The habit of getting educated, continuously being educated in that area of life. Praise the Lord. So what are the areas of life to face? You know, the areas of life where we need to get the right education. I'm going to mention some areas of life as God leads us. So we must understand that these are examples of areas of life that needs education if you really want to have divine speed in life. Praise the Lord. Number one, spiritual education. I believe this is for Christians and those willing to grow more in their Christian life. There's a spiritual education. Some people, they think that growing spiritual is by chance. It's not by chance. There's a right and balanced diet for spiritual growth and well-being. If somebody is not balanced in his Christian life, he will not grow. You can't just be praying and praying and praying alone. If you are praying alone, you are not reading the Bible. You can't grow spiritually. The person will have kwashoko kind of growth. You are growing, but you are not balanced. Different things are not going to be working around the area of that person's life. In fact, the person cannot pray effectively without the scriptures. So, spiritual education is important. How do you get educated spiritually? Number one, by the Bible. You are reading the Bible. You have a structured plan for reading the Bible. Not just in an haphazard way. That you wake up in the morning, just read the Bible. You close it back. You go. No, it's not only that. When am I reading the Bible? Okay, I'm going to read my Bible in the morning, first thing in the morning. I'm going to read my Bible in the afternoon. I'm going to read my Bible in the night. And when I'm reading this Bible, what am I going to be reading? Do I just open the Bible and flip it like you are playing Lotto? Let me just open. Any page that opens, I read it. No, there is a structured way of growing spiritually. You look for devotions. You look for books that you are going to read. Okay, I'm going to fast once a week. That once a week, not just once a week. Which day of the week am I going to be fasting? Is it on Wednesdays? Is it on Tuesdays? Is it on Mondays? When am I going to be? So there's an education. There's a way to grow spiritually. You have to learn it. If you don't learn it, you can't grow spiritually. Even prayer has to be learned. The disciples of Jesus, they've been praying. Many of them were praying before he was born. But they knew that Jesus was getting results. So they knew that if you don't learn the right way to pray, we will never get the answers we need to get. So they humbled themselves and went to Jesus. Teach us to pray. Many of Jesus' disciples were older than him. That means they were praying before he was born. They were not pagans. They were Israelites. They were Jews. So they went to him, teach us. That's when he taught them this, how to pray, kingdom advancement. Then, you know, the kingdom of God, before you pray for yourself, before you ask for protection, before you ask for direction. That is all included in that prayer. So if they never learned it, they would never have prayed well. So there's a way to pray. There's a way to grow spiritually. If you don't learn it, you will never grow spiritually. The person will just be wishing and wishing. Number two, areas of life where we need to get the right education. Physical health and wholeness. Physical health and wholeness. Having divine health is not by chance. It needs to be learned. You need to read about it. You need to read. Internet is full of all kinds of information. Of course, you need to filter them and know where it's coming from when it comes to health. Because somebody who is a farmer can just wake up one day and tell you, is teaching you about how to eat healthy and live healthy. Of course, you may have some ideas, but it's not the right person. So you need to get it maybe from people who have been certified health providers. They can tell you the right food to eat. They can tell you how to eat right, the quantity to eat, because it also matters. There's nothing wrong with eating carbohydrates if you eat in the right quantity. If you drink too much of fruit, you can even be in trouble. For example, just drink like 5 jars of fruit juice. The person may end up in the hospital. May have his digestive system, or what do they call it now, kidney, in trouble. So there's a right way to eat well. There's a right way to pray well. There's a right way to do all these things well. So you need education in that area of life to have divine speed. For example, if God has promised you to be the greatest preacher in the world or the greatest businessman in the world and you don't have divine health, how will it be achieved? So you must understand that you need the right education when it comes to physical health and wholeness. You can't be walking in deadly habits and be expecting to live in divine health. How do you walk in divine health? How do you walk and eat healthy? You have to learn it. Get education in that area. That is what it's all about. Intentionally get education. You can't assume it. You can't just think you know it. You may just be eating the wrong food and it may be causing the problem you are facing in your health. So get the right education. Praise the Lord. So which area of life are we supposed to get education again? Emotional education. There's what they call emotional intelligence. We are not looking deep into that. So I will just call it emotional education. There's a way to handle anger, for example. Somebody talked about a popular bishop, I won't mention him. He used to have issues with anger. And the person asked him that, when you're angry, what do? He said he walks away from everybody because he knows he could say the wrong thing. He knows he could just spoil his ministry by being angry. So he learned how to manage anger and everything started working well for him. So if you don't learn it, you won't know it. Maybe somebody is here today and the issue you have is with anger. It may just spoil everything good in your life. You know, the devil will wait for when you are at the top and just use your anger to destroy you. God forbid. I used to have issue with anger when I was very, very small. I used to be short-tempered, or what do they call it? You know, before I know it, I'm already angry and I want to do something rash. I had to learn how to manage it. You have to learn how to manage your emotions. Some people, they just express their emotions. Every little thing, they express it. They are angry, they express it. They are happy, they express it. Of course, no one is saying you should stifle your emotions or not express it. But we are saying there's a right way to express it. You can be happy. And sometimes, it may just be the time to just act normally as if something is not happening. Maybe you just got a good news. You don't have to tell everybody immediately. You may just manage it until you get to the right environment. So there's a way to manage your emotions. There's a way to even interpret emotions. Some people may just get it wrong. For example, you may see somebody who is happy and you think he's angry, especially in marriage, for those of us who are married. You need to learn to interpret the emotions of your wife as a man. For example, women are full of all kinds of emotions. She may be happy and you think she's angry. She may be angry and you think she's happy. You need to learn to understand. If you don't learn it, you won't know it, especially from those of us that have African backgrounds. Our parents or the men around us never, you know, they don't really express any kind of emotion, love and all that, nothing. Everybody's just straightforward. You think they don't even have any emotions. So you may have to learn it to know how to manage your wife, your husband. Many women don't understand their husbands. They think they do, but they don't. They talk when they're supposed to keep quiet. They want the man to talk when actually it's supposed to be left alone. So you need to learn how to interpret emotions correctly. If you don't learn it, you won't understand. I can't talk about emotions fully. What this is saying is you get the right education concerning emotions. Number 4, we have looked at number 1, spiritual education.
Number two, physical health and wellness education. Then emotional education. Then number four, academic / intellectual education. I will have to emphasize this a lot. Many of us don't like reading and going to school. But if you really want to make maximum impact in this life, the kind of glory God wants to give you, you have to be educated. Some of us have to start our MBA or do masters or something. You just need it. If you really want to get to where God is taking you, you need that. It's not for everybody, of course, but you need a higher education than whatever you may have now. I don't care if you have masters now, there's a higher one. You can have 5 masters if need be. Of course, if you are in the academic environment. But there's an academic education that is required for the fulfillment of your destiny, that is required for that speed. For example, if you have a kind of job, some of us will never be promoted in that job if you don't have a higher education. So that academic education that you detest so much, you need to ask God for grace to even learn more. There is so much opportunity now. Many of us, you know, we don't have any excuse whatsoever because you can learn online. There are certifications you can do online without leaving your house. In fact, there are so many things you can do free online. There are so many options online to learn so many things and be certified in those things online, even free. So many. All you need to do is get on your phone instead of chatting all day. Just get there, check online. Free certification in this area. Health certification, you can get it all online. While your friends are busy gisting, you are doing your certification. A boss once told us that in the same establishment, when his friends were gisting, we just tell them, I'm coming. You go and read. Before you knew it, he became a doctor. That's an academic doctor. While his friends were gisting. And they were like, when did you do it? He said, when you were gisting, when you are all talking and drinking, that's when I did this same certification that you didn't know about. So the same way, there's academic and intellectual education. There is academic education. There is intellectual education. Both of them work hand in hand. But we all need to be better intellectually. If you want to become the president of a nation, it doesn't take native intelligence. Even to be a successful politician, we've seen the permutations and combinations that politicians do. And you see, many of them are very accurate. They know that, okay, this area, if I can get them and let these people like me, I will win. We've seen it happen in the U.S., we've seen it happen in Nigeria, we've seen it happen in different places. They just get the right people to vote them and to like them. That's it. They will win. While some people are busy praying that God should let them win, these people are sitting down without prayer and getting things done. So am I saying that we don't need to pray? No, of course. As children of God, we are in a different kingdom and we have to pray. But even as you are praying, God is telling you that as you are praying, I will point you to the right intellectual knowledge you need to grow that company, to grow that business. You want a big business. It's not by being, it's not by chance. You need intellectual wisdom to grow it. Then business education, of course. You touched it a bit. Then native intelligence produces mediocrity. There is what they call common sense. Common sense, what will it produce? Common achievements. It will just be common. That is why somebody can have a business or a shop that remains the same for the next 10 years. Whereas somebody started just a year ago and is having a chain of companies, a chain of businesses all over, known globally in the whole world. Why? Somebody decided to get business education. There is business education. We need to read business books. You are a businessman, you read business books. If you don't read it, you will never get it. In fact, let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit will not reveal many things to you. In fact, if he's going to reveal to you, he will tell you, go and read books. When he's reading the books, he will not tell you how to apply it in your own case. Because you will get general knowledge, but he will tell you how to apply it in your own case. Then lastly, there is career education. There is a way to keep a job and there's a way to lose it. I think I've shared this before. I know 2 people around the same time that lost their jobs. Both of them got good jobs. They were praying for it. Now let's note that. They prayed for it, God answered them, gave them these jobs, and they lost it. How did they lose it? Simple. Not knowing how to relate with a boss. Somebody will talk back at his boss. And this boss has been there in that company for years. There's a kind of groups, cults, in quotes, in every office. Everybody has the people, you know, their own kind of groups, the people they like. And if you fall in the wrong group, you can just lose your job. Now, if you start talking back at your boss, disrespecting your boss, it is easy for you to lose your job. Even if the boss is not the one to make the decision, he has a relationship with that person to make the decision.
and they can put you aside. You can lose so many years of promotion. Why? Because you don't know how to relate with the right people. So there's a way to grow in a career. There's a way to just know how to answer a boss. For example, Mike Munoz says this thing. He says that if you are saying yes to your boss, every instruction he gives you to do in that business, you are obeying it. You can never be wrong. Why? Because it is his instruction. He says, do it this way, and you do it that way. You will not be wrong. He says, this is how to do it, and you do it. You are not clear. You ask him questions. You will never be wrong, you know, in that business, except you want to leave. But if you want to keep that job, you know how to ask questions. You know how to obey instructions. You know how to do what is required in that business. Some people are working in companies they don't know anything about. They don't know what is right in that company, and they don't know what is wrong in that company. So you need to understand even how to relate with your boss. You need to understand what he likes, what he eats. It's very easy to know people. Just know what they talk about over and over again. You see how easy it is to do well with our boss. Praise the Lord. So I will stop here today because of our time. And let's remember in closing that the main focus here is that we understand there's a right way to have good success in every area of life. To have divine speed, you need the right education for the right area. So never think it's by prayer and fasting alone. Of course, they are necessary. They are important. The most important. Just like we said, there are different ingredients to success. It's not just one thing. If you want to make jollof rice, you don't just put rice alone on the fire and think it will become jollof rice. No. If you want to make soup, there are different ingredients to put together in making that soup. So, not one ingredient, different ingredients. So today again, we have looked at the law of education for good success. Praise the Lord. So we open it up now. If you have any question or you have a contribution, and good to see us for the new people joining, Rotunde, Mr. Shegun. Welcome, and I pray that everything we've learned today, we also start seeing it in our lives in Jesus' name. We can unmute our mics. If you have a question, please feel free to ask the question. Praise the Lord. Any question? Are we there?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Shegun. Good to see
yes,
you again.
We're here. Good evening, sir. The class was very, very, very insightful, and I think I got a direction on something that has been on my head so far. So thank you so much for the class. I don't have any question right now.
Okay, praise God.
Oh, yeah. I missed half of the something. I had to listen to it again.
Oh, okay.
The other one I listened to, and it is very educative. I have to... At least moving forward little by little, no matter what.
Okay, thank God.
The control of emotion is very important in life.
Yes.
I think it's okay. I need to okay. share this with somebody to listen to it.
Yes, please. Please share it on your WhatsApp status, share it on Facebook, just share, please. Praise God. Rotunde, good to see you today.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I can say I'm so much happy to be online here. And they really sound to me so much impactful. Then it really makes me to realize some kinds of things that I've been doing. You know, most of the time you have some kind of value. That even you yourself, you didn't know that you have this kind of things, and you have to keep doing it. So and immediately you realize that this thing, I know, as in you have been doing this thing, then that means that you have been doing the right thing. Because most of the time, as in when you are doing the right thing, when you are doing the right thing at the wrong place, you are still doing the wrong thing. Yeah. But until you are doing the right thing at the right place at the right time, so that's when you are doing the right thing at the right time. So and like you always said, is when you have the insights and you are so much submissive. Like what Psalm 25 last time, we said the meek will lead guide and the meek will lead teaching is it. So if you are humble enough, once you are humble enough, that's when you can know what to do. Then you are really willingly to learn. So now I believe that I'm so much blessed tonight. So it's meanwhile, it's Rita that said tonight, today I would like you to join. I said that I didn't even know that I'm already joined already, but I don't even partake. So but now I believe I'm so much blessed, and God will continue to bless you, sir.
Amen.
Oh yes.
Yes. Praise God. Okay. Let's call it today. Okay. Let's appreciate God for today. Father, thank you for the opportunity to learn again at your feet. We give you praise. Be exalted in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that everything we've learned today will begin to find expression in our lives. We will not just be the hearers alone, but we will be the doers in Jesus' name. Grace to do what it takes to be educated in the right areas of life. We receive it in Jesus' name. So shall be. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just make sure you invite someone. Sister Rita, thank you for inviting someone again today. Please just invite someone. Yeah, it is free, and let me be blessed. Praise the Lord. And you can also listen on the website. It is free. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And have a good night or morning or day, wherever you are. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bye.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
TheGoodSuccess.com